You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join us, call or text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, tomorrow is the deadline to register to vote in Wisconsin if you want to vote online or by mail. Make sure you check your voter registration status. Be a voter. Everybody who's anybody is a voter.
Oh, wow.
I know, I'm trying to be alluring.
Stop that.
I don't know that that's working. Go to myvote.wi.gov. Myvote.wi.gov. Make sure you are registered. You can get a look at your ballot. There is going to be a constitutional amendment on the ballot. They want to change one word.
One word.
One word from every U.S. citizen to only U.S. citizens. In my estimation, this just opens the doorway for them to narrow the definition of who the only U.S. citizens will be.
I feel like if they wanted to add a bunch of words, it's one thing, but the fact it should...
make everyone sit up and go, why?
It should give you pause that they just want to change one singular word.
And we are not hearing the same kind of support coming from Robin Voss, WILL, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, about how great this is, why everyone should vote for it. I will be voting no. Yeah. I will be voting no.
I also will be voting yeah.
11:53, that means it is time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. It can be anything. It can be from the world of politics. It can be from nature. Today, it is from the world of fashion. According to Reuters, U.S. consumers, three women from California, are suing French luxury house Hermès.
Because how you pronounce it?
Hermes.
All right.
It's very snooty.
I thought it was Hermes.
No, it's Hermes. Hermes. They claim that in order to buy a Birkin bag, which is a very, very famous handbag made by this company that can run into the hundreds of thousands of dollars, they claim that in order for them to be able to buy one of those overpriced handbags, the company is forcing them to spend thousands of dollars on other stuff before they're worthy of a Birkin bag.
So it's like a gauntlet of purchasing. You have to...
A gauntlet of buying expensive stuff. The lawsuit claims that Hermès only gives customers with sufficient purchase history a chance to buy a Birkin bag, which they're handmade. They can cost, like I said, hundreds of thousands of dollars. If you just do a Google search, they're everywhere from $25,000 to $300,000. That is the first thing that should not be. That a handbag will sell for $300,000. The other part of this that should not be is that these three women are suing because they don't want to have to buy the expensive stuff to buy the really expensive stuff. That's absurd.
So, like, I can spend $25,000 on a handbag, but I won't spend $25,000. I don't even know what else you have to buy. Do you buy shoes?
They make scarves. Remember Dr. Bricks, whatever her name was, when Donald Trump said that we had to shine lights into her body, the one who was melting into the floor, she wore Hermes scarves. They're also very, very expensive.
Nothing says of the American people
like a $5,000 neck scarf. Calvin, any thoughts on this?
Well, I mean,
These Calvin people, loves it. He wants one.
Well, these people clearly aren't in the demographic. I am unfortunately pretty aware of Birkin bags because of their hold on the rap industry. A lot of rappers rap about Birkin bags, and I think
they sing about handbags.
Well, they talk about like buying their girls Birkin bags, about having Birkin bags, because I mean, it's a flex. So
it's a brag.
Yeah, it's literally just about the name and how much it costs. So if you're not in the position to, like, why do you need it?
Well, that's the first part. First of all, like, I shouldn't be able to pay off my house with what you paid for a handbag.
Right.
Okay. There's point number one. And I also want to know what this process is. It like a Subway frequent flyer punch card? Like,
You have to buy up to $10,000 worth of stuff before you can shell out $25,000 on a purse.
And also, we live in that culture where if you are rich enough to do that, that's exactly what people love. They love being exclusive. They love being a part of something that other people aren't. So the fact that there are individuals suing Hermes for this, please.
Yeah, that's why that was today's edition of...
This shouldn't be a thing.
Gavin, you had one more comment about that?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's this isn't a new thing. Like, car companies do this. I think you have to, like, buy so many Porsches before Porsche allows you to buy their, like, certain sports car and stuff. So I don't think this lawsuit's going to get thrown out.
That shouldn't be a thing either.
This is
that just should not be a thing.
This is not a monopoly. That was it was antitrust.
Oh, antitrust.
Yeah.
It's a purse. It's a purse. Please. News is coming up next, followed by Todd Alba. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers and everyone across Civic Media. Without you, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Stay here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.